Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, you got to give me a second because my Facebook live stream is not working. So let me just try and restart it. Okay, so I just want to start off with a little bit of housekeeping. I've got a lot of thank yous. We've had a tremendous response to our GoFundMe campaign. So we've decided to keep it open and we've actually raised more money in the last like week and a half as much money as we did beforehand for the marathon on the 21st. So a big shout out to Jane Timlin, Adrian, oh man, how do you pronounce this last name? Ozo Rachivi, Kyle Ray, Carol Krendel, David Thiergartner, Carson Alexander, Joe Bondi, Greg Walsh, Albert Pelzer, Mike Dolce, Elizabeth Tripp, Rob Kay, Jill Morgan, me, Cardell and Henderson and Kai Cole, William Paris, Brianni Castillo, Antonia Thompson, Joan Pelzer, Callie Alpert, and Adam Weinberg. We're now up over, I think we're over $800 now. So we will be getting some new equipment in. We're just going to do some research and see, but definitely our phone system is going to be the first piece of equipment, but that's a $1,500 piece of equipment to replace. So we could still use your donations. Our GoFundMe campaign is at gofundme.com/talkradionycmarathon. So we're keeping that going. And we are continuing and we will probably do another marathon since we did have a little bit of a hiccup on that day. Our internet went out. So few of the shows that were supposed to be live weren't, but we'll work it out. We'll probably, you know, maybe by the end of February, beginning of March, we'll do another one. Anyway, so let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. I know you've been waiting for these since last week. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Probably not necessarily, but probably, the shortest distance between here and there, between today and the life of your wildest dreams, runs through joy. As much of it as you can possibly stir up. But that's only if you're in a hurry. Zip, zap, zoom, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. I love when the universe is playful with us. It, you know, it just makes it that much more fun, right? Because what is this quote all about? It's all about having fun, having joy, being joyful in our life. That is really the shortest distance between two points is not a straight line. The shortest distance between two points is the most joyful distance between where you are and where you want to go. And this is something that we often forget, especially around this time of year when we're setting goals and making plans for this coming year. And what are we going to do this month, next month, this quarter, you know, this whole year, you know, what are our things? And then we start putting pressure on ourselves to perform. We start putting pressure on ourselves to, like, you know, oh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. And oh, last year was good, but this year I want to be great. And we lose sight of the fact that you cannot have, and I'm going to keep saying this over and over again, it's my new favorite quote, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. So I want all of you to keep that in mind with all of your goal setting, vision boards, and everything else. It's all about the joy. It's all about the happiness we accrue on our path, on our way to where we're going. Yes, it's great to know where we want to go. But we don't want to put it in such a context that it makes us feel pressure and then we lose the joy of it. We've got to remember that, you know, the only reason we want any of the things that we put down on our vision board or on our goal sheets, the only reason for any of it is because it brings us more joy. So, a great quote for helping us to start off the new year. Let's see what Abraham has for us today. What you do is minuscule in comparison to what you choose to think. Because your vibration is so much more powerful and so much more important. Abraham. Again, two quotes very, very much in alignment. And Abraham talking about, again, the importance of what we're thinking about, what we're focusing about, how we're feeling, and how much more important that is than what we're actually physically doing. And the reason why, and Abraham talks about this a lot, if we take the time to line up our energy, and when I say line up our energy, it's lining it up with how great it's going to feel for where we're going. So just as an example, let's just say you set a goal this year for you want to double your revenues for whatever your business is, or if you work for a corporation, you want to get a certain percentage raise. Yes, we have to do the things we need to do to get there. Yet if we take the time to remind ourselves of how great it's going to feel when we get there, of how joyful we're going to be, of how much fun we're going to have in the process, that then it's going to come to us so much easier, so much quicker, and in such a manner that we'll really be able to enjoy ourselves in the process. So then we can look back over the whole year, and it's not just the accomplishment of the goal at the end of the year. It's how we've lived our life throughout the year that was actually the most tremendous part of all of this. So yeah, what we choose to focus on, what we're thinking about, it's either taking us in a more joyful direction or in a less joyful direction. And look, I mean, life is full of ups and downs. I'm not saying like we're going to be happy 100% of the time. Of course not. That's not the way life works. But we can always choose to lean in the direction of joy. Right? And believe me, I am a big believer in not stuffing down our emotions, in not ignoring how we feel. Absolutely. You're sad. You're depressed. You're upset. Great. feel those emotions, learn the lessons, whatever there is to learn from that. Do whatever you need to do to recognize it, process it, and release it, and lean in the direction of joy. Lean in the direction that you want to move. Remember how wonderful it's going to feel as you arrive in the places you have predetermined you want to go to. So, two wonderful, wonderful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. A great way to start off the new year. Great way for us to begin our show. And before I introduce my guest, I'm very excited about my guest today I have on the phone. Just a quick shout out to our Facebook Live viewers. Leslie, Natividad, Bonita, thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate all of you. Please feel free if you have any questions throughout the show, just type them into the comments field of the video. Please share the video if you're enjoying it, if you're getting something out of it. Please share the video so that others can enjoy it as well. And now it is my extreme pleasure to introduce Penny Pierce. Penny is a respected clairvoyant empath, a visionary, author, and popular lecturer and trainer. She is one of the early pioneers in the intuition development movement, specializing in intuition development, inner energy dynamics, expanded perception, transformation, and dream work. She has worked throughout the U.S., Europe, Asia, South America, Africa since 1977. So this woman is no slouch. She coaches businesses, government leaders, psychologists, scientists, celebrities, and those on a spiritual path about the hidden dynamics of what makes for true success. She is the author of 10 books. 10 books. I don't have time to list them all, so I'm just going to talk about the most recent one, which we're going to focus on today, and that's her book titled Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Penny. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Sam. It's really a pleasure to be there.
Thank you. Thank you. So because this is our first time working together, I always like to start, and we only got, 3 or 4 minutes before our first break, to give people like a little bit of a background. So you're one of those, as I like to say, people who are connected upstairs very well. Did you know from a very young age that there was something different about you, or was this something that you sort of very consciously made an effort to develop a little bit later in life?
Yeah, no, I did not have any early inklings. It was a very normal growing up process, but I was always kind of artistic and spent a lot of time in nature and with animals and things, so I probably kept my right brain open.
Okay.
But then I became a designer and a graphic designer, interior designer, and that led me into work with eventually metaphysics, which then I started looking at doing readings and looking at people's lives like they were design problems, you know, and say, well, what's the good sense in this? How does this work? You know, and and then that just amassed a ton of information, which then I started putting into the books. So it's been a gradual process.
So how long ago did you publish your first book?
97.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So like 10 books in about 20 years. Wow. So you like been putting out a book like every other year.
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay. You know what, Penny? We got a question. Just someone wants to know how your last name again. It's Pierce. Let me spell Penny's name for everybody on the Facebook live stream. Just in case you guys want to like Google her or check her out. It's Penny, P-E-N-N-E-Y. Pierce, P-E-I-R-C-E. I am pronouncing that right, aren't I, Penny?
Yes, it's just backwards from the way you think it should be spelled.
Right. I get the same thing with my last name, Leibowitz. Everyone thinks it's L-E-I.
Yeah, the E thing. Yep, exactly.
And mine is L-I-E. So Pierce, P-E-I-R-C-E. And that's also your website, isn't it? PennyPierce.com.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, Penny, let's take a quick break. I hope Anita then answers your question. Welcome Elizabeth, Alexander, Marianne to the Facebook live stream. Thank you guys for tuning in. And when we come back, let's talk about sort of, a little bit about your history of all these different books that you've written and what kind of was the inspiration for this new book and what you're hoping people to get out of it. Okay, Penny?
Sure.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Penny Pierce, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking with Penny Pierce, author of the book Transparency, Seeing Through Our Expanded Human Capacity. And Penny, Bonita on our Facebook live stream says, yes, I believe I have a book by her. So see, you're already popular with my audience.
Well, the more recent books are all kind of a series on transformation, spiritual growth, and then I started getting really, really fascinated with, you know, what is personal and societal transformation, and looking into that process and how it works and how it's different from just simple change.
Great.
So I wrote The Intuitive Way, which is a course on intuition development,
mm-hmm.
and then Frequency,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of the really popular one. The Power of Personal Vibration.
Right.
And then after that came Leap of Perception, which is the transforming power of attention, not intention,
right.
attention.
Right.
What and
we're
then transparency
on.
Came along. So
right. Beautiful.
They seem to be timed in somehow with whatever's going on in the world.
Yeah. No, I think they're absolutely perfect books for us to be talking about today. I'm just curious. I want to go back just a little bit, and then we'll get into transparency, which is what got you on the path of like starting to develop your intuition and starting to open up and like do these things? Was there like a defining moment, or was there a particular situation or something that happened that kind of made you say like, I need to like work on this part of myself?
No, it was, I think it's kind of a soul purpose, you know, that
okay.
you come in and a lot of what your life work is going to be about is to bring forth or be a, I think I'm kind of a translator of knowledge from higher realms into understanding that, you know, that's ordinary, that people can get it, you know, it's more everyday. But I think it started early, even in early high school. I was reading all kinds of books about spiritual things, psychic things, psychology, you know, and that just kept on. It's just a steady stream
gotcha.
Of adding and adding gotcha. And adding and adding and adding and adding, and it develops, and then
gotcha.
I just let things morph, you know, and just keeps on
right.
Expanding.
So you just kind of like say yes to the universe and like what's in front of you, what's the next step for you, and you just kept following
yeah.
that path.
And I also have I say I kind of zigzagged into my path because I and maybe I'm selfish or something, but I just couldn't stay like in a job where I wasn't stimulated or that didn't seem right. So I would back out of things and go towards something else.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. I completely relate to this because, you know, for years I worked at different jobs and I even had different businesses. And usually it took me somewhere between 3 and 5 years and then I'm bored and I was out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I really I took a bunch of classes and started doing energy work and healing work and then, you know, came to the center that I really felt like I found my life's path. And now, you know, I've been running this radio station and running the wellness center that we operate out of for the last 7.5 years. It's the longest I've ever done anything. Not to say that this is necessarily the last thing I'm ever going to do, but it definitely I'm much more in alignment by just following what's in front of me.
I remember when I was still doing graphic design, people would say, what do you do? And I'd say, well, I'm a graphic designer. But secretly, I'd say, no, I'm not. It's like, that's not really real. You know, someday I'm going to be something else. And then when all this spiritual information started to flood in, that and understanding metaphysics and physics also is really important. It kind of made a worldview that sort of linked everything together for me.
Wow.
And I like that cohesive, you know, trying to weave everything into an understanding and a description kind of how the universe works, how consciousness works, how energy works, you know.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's great. I'm curious, what was your very first book that you published?
The Intuitive Way was the first book.
Okay.
And then there were quite a few in between on... I did 2 books on dreams, mm-hmm. and because I do a lot of work, did a lot of work with dreams, mm-hmm. and still do. And I did a day book, an intuitive development day book called The Present Moment. So quite a few other things in there, and frequency came out.
Got it. Okay, wonderful. All right, so let's talk about transparency. Where does the name come from? What is transparency all about?
Well, I found that the word kept coming up in my previous books about the idea of us becoming personally transparent. And I had dreams about it, and basically it was the idea, and I actually saw my body becoming transparent in one of the dreams. And,
wow.
And then what I was sort of told in my dream that this meant that we were to release everything that we were holding. You know, so that's like kind of the clutter, the fear, the old beliefs, the old ways of working in the three-dimensional world that are kind of outmoded, that things that are too slow, too sticky, too boring, you know, to simply not hold and allow yourself to be totally fluid and responsive to the flow.
I see. So,
you know,
so
and as you can do that and you don't have anything in the way, the interesting thing that happens is you realize that you are the soul. You don't have one, like a balloon on the end of a string.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm it right here now, you know. And the more transparent you become, in other words, get rid of the clutter, it shines through. Mm. And you get guidance and ideas and amazing stuff that come from the highest realms. You know, from source energy, maybe you would say, but also from all the souls, the collective consciousness of everyone. And it's like an amazing thing, and it's all free, you know.
Yeah.
When you need it, you get it.
Right. So I imagine you have like some processes or some tips for people about what they can do to start releasing these things that we've been holding on to, because it's not always so easy or so apparent about how do we release these belief systems that we've had since we were kids? How do we release these energies that we've been holding on to? How do we release, you know, the traumas that we experienced when we were 10 years old, now that we're, you know, older in life?
This book, by the way, is just full of those kind of exercises of every possible kind about, you know, how to avoid backsliding into old thinking and so forth. But in a nutshell, I think that in frequency, I talk a lot about finding your home frequency, which is that vibration of the soul in the body, the soul in the personality. And it's what you were saying about joy, really.
Right.
It's your preferred state. Right. When you really like yourself and you're feeling great and, you know, nothing can wreck your day, you're in that state. And it feels a little different for everybody, but basically it's excited and calm at the same time, you know. And so when you learn that state and you can kind of identify it by, I sometimes say, well, imagine your worst possible scenario and really get into it and feel it as though it were happening and, oh, my gosh, you know, and how awful. Then put it on the side and go into your best possible scenario. Look at how if everything were really happening, just falling in your lap, you were real lucky, everything responded well, you know, and it just came together effortlessly, how that would feel. Then put that on the shelf and go back to the bad one. Mm-hmm. And then go back to the good one, then go back to the bad one. Pretty soon you just don't want to go back to the contracted one anymore. And it's very evident that when you get out of your home frequency or that preferred state, you feel very contracted, like a wet blanket's been thrown over you.
Yes.
You know, there are actual pains, mm-hmm. or, you know, things like you can't breathe or your solar plexus is tight or something, you know.
Right.
And so you learn to choose to recenter into that home frequency feeling.
Right.
So that when you leave it, that's when you start to feel the traumas and the negative patterns.
Right.
Because that's when you're contracted. And then you remember everything that ever happened to you when you were in a kind of partial consciousness and reacting out of fear.
Right.
And so if you stay in the home frequency, what happens is it like draws in those partially perceived previous experiences, and you can review them from the soul's eye view so that you get the full understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to process or anything. It's just like, have a look at it. You know, it's like, oh, a big dog barked in my face when I was 2.5, you know, and so now I can't stand loud noises or anything out of control or whatever it is, you know. And then you go, well, wait a minute, I'm fine now. I understand dogs, you know. Those kind of things were just because I was so little.
Right.
And you understand it, as soon as you understand it really clearly,
right.
You will have compassion come up in its place.
Right.
And as soon as that happens, the whole pattern dissolves.
Uh-huh.
Then if you go back into the past and project, you may bring that pattern back again, even though it's actually mainly cleared, and recreate it because it's familiar.
Mm.
So the main thing is stay in the moment, really. Stay in that that higher frequency reality and trust it. Trust the consciousness of your own self to see through any, you know, false situations.
Right. Right.
And do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because, of course, we oscillate, right? Into clarity, out of clarity.
Right.
We pick up, we clear our own thing, and then we tune in on somebody else's thing and think it's ours. And then we clear that, you know. And so pretty soon we learn to stay clear.
Right.
More and more for longer periods.
Right, because it's a practice, right? It's not.
It's
not something that we just do once and we're done with. It's a practice, which means we keep working at it. We keep being mindful of it. And, you know, we're human beings, so we're not always going to get everything perfect. But, you know, we just that's as I like to say, that's the direction we're constantly trying to lean into.
That's right. Well, you know, we are here in this three-dimensional world partly, and it does oscillate.
Right.
You know, we have particles, waves, and the unified field, and then a wave, and we come back into the particle. You know, we're back and forth and back and forth. And so we shouldn't expect, and our left brain is the one that expects everything to be all defined and firm and permanent. You know, it's not that way.
Right.
The only thing that's that way are universal principles that go beyond the left brain.
Right. Or right
so,
brain, yes.
And part of that truth is flow. Just stay in the moment and embrace what comes, you know, and let it and be surprised and enjoy it.
Right. So it's sort of like
resisting and categorizing things as bad.
Right. Right. So take the judgment out of it. Take the judgment out of it. Just be present and just see what it is. And no, I mean, I totally relate to this. It's something I tell people all the time. It's like, you know, when it's 5, 10, 15 years later, we look back on things that at the time we thought were awful, horrible things, and now suddenly they're not so awful and horrible anymore. And we see, like, oh my God, I grew so much from that. Like, that experience really helped me become the person that I am today. So if we just more stay present to the situations and stop judging them as good or bad, that then we kind of can be more present to it without it holding on to us, and seeing just where things will take us without judgment.
Yes, and then it integrates all on its own, and whatever you needed, it goes where it needs to go, and you don't have to monitor it, you know, with the left brain again and
right.
oversee the whole process.
Right.
It does it on its own.
Right. All right, beautiful. You know. All right, so Penny, we have to take another commercial break. Just to let you know, Benita wrote back, yes, that it's the first one that she has of yours. So she got your
very
first book. And also, welcome to the Facebook live stream, Joan and Caprice. Great to see you, Caprice. So everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and let's talk about this idea of expanded human capacity and what that means in today's world. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our show airs live every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We're talking this hour with Penny Pierce, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? I'm your host, Antonia, of the show So Now You Know. Join me as I attempt to satisfy your curiosity. Listen live Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. weekly at talkradio.nyc.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking with Penny Pierce, clairvoyant and amazing author. I mean, just information just kind of flows through this woman like nobody's business. So, Penny, the subtitle of this is of Transparency, your latest book, is Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. What do you mean by expanded human capacity? What is this capacity that we're expanding into?
You know, when we become personally transparent and the fears and the blockages are gone, that means also our limitations are gone.
Mm.
And things that we thought were normal, you know, like having to take a long time to materialize something or to heal, those things are gone. Everything is actually accelerating so much right now that it's all in the present moment. So you have all the energy, all the knowledge, all the beings, everything's in the moment with you. There's nothing separate from you. There's no outside world.
Right.
So what happens then is that you have the capacity to know anything, anytime, right away, in the moment. It's all there, like, you know, stuff on the shelf in the pantry. Just take it down and use it and put it back.
Right.
It's possible to have instantaneous healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible because of the transparency. What I find is happening is that when you become transparent, you have an interesting sort of feeling of honesty, authenticity, sort of easy vulnerability, humility, which is not to be less than anything. It's just to be your simple self in any given moment and allow people to see it if they want to. Mm. So you're not hiding, you're not putting a lot of energy into avoiding anything or trying to make people see you in a certain way. Mm. And all that effort then goes really toward clarity. Mm. So when you let people see you, then they feel better and more easy about letting you see them.
Yes.
You know, once they feel like, oh, well, they're not hiding, it's safe to be myself with you because right. you're not judging me.
Right.
Then they open up and relax and open, and then you can see through them, they can see through you, and then you can start seeing through the surface of problems or difficult situations, you know, even through the idea of the fact that you can't see the future. Or the past, because it's all there in the moment, really, with you as different frequencies
right.
of reality, if that makes sense.
Right.
So
gotcha.
The future is not really out there anymore. It is in the present moment, but it's all kinds of potential realities floating there with you at different frequencies. And as soon as you put your attention on one of them, it'll start to connect with you, and it'll come toward you, and you go toward it, and pretty soon it sort of emerges, and your field patterns itself, and there you are in that reality, suddenly in the physical way.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, I forget who was teaching the class, but there's this exercise that we did in a class I took years ago about, like, sort of imagining your future self and what you're going to be like 5, 10, 15 years from now, and then kind of calling that energy into this present moment and having access to what you're going to be in 10 or 15 years today by just aligning yourself with that energy and allowing it to come to you.
That's right. That's right. Because if you set intentions, and this is a fine point, I think, then you're futurizing something and you're usually using willpower.
Right.
If you're in the present moment, which is a spherical reality, it's like a big ball around you, all you do is place attention on something and maintain attention, and it comes. It materializes. So attention is, you know, if you put attention on your wounds and your fears, they'll become real. They'll come forth, and the reality will take that shape. If you get bored with that, take your attention out of it, put it on something that's really fun for you, then your reality will shape itself like that.
Mm.
And so things become much more effortless. The expanded capacity is, for instance, to materialize realities or dematerialize them, you know?
Right.
And that, I think, means that things that used to be supernatural, like clairvoyance or, you know, psychokinesis or other kinds of odd talents that we thought only a few people had are going to be much more common. Mm. I'm already seeing people becoming very telepathic.
Really?
You know, it's like they're
cool.
Just know what the other person's thinking.
Right, right.
Or it just pops into your mind and go, then you start talking about it and the guy's, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you know, I've been also hearing more and more stories of, like, little kids manifesting amazing abilities at very young ages now, much more so than ever before.
The new soul groups that are coming in now, they have been for a while, but they are not, they don't have the karma, they don't have the, you know, the emotional baggage that some of the older souls that have been here forever are clearing right now.
Yeah,
so they're coming in fairly fresh and clean, but the problem with them is that they don't understand the emotional body.
Yes.
They don't understand how to bring their higher knowledge, especially the mental plane knowledge, down slowly and gradually with their intuition and bring it down into their mind and into their body to be able to materialize it, because they try to jump over the emotional realm, you know, and not avoid anything confusing.
Right, right.
So they need some help stabilizing, but as soon as that happens, boy, we're going to have great solutions to world problems.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that actually brings me to my next topic I wanted to ask you about. You know, there's like some of these amazing, amazing things happening. There's a real flowering of consciousness, and at the same time, we've got some very interesting counter paradigms that are trying to hold on for dear life. And a lot of people I speak with, they're kind of confused, or like they don't know how to deal with the fact that, you know, we have somebody in a very high position in power in this country who is not necessarily the most conscious human being. And indeed, around the world, you see this sort of lower vibrational stuff being, you know, being acted upon on almost a daily basis.
It's all part of the transformation process.
Okay.
And, the fear and the old fixations, the things that were contracted, must now surface and come into the conscious mind so that we can see them and clear them.
Okay.
So in a certain way, that person in power, and there are many of them around the world similar, are bringing up those subconscious patterns of fear through narcissism and through victimization, those kind of patterns, especially right now.
Right.
Anything that's super polarized is coming up out of the collective subconscious mind.
Yes.
And so you can either add more energy to the fear pattern by getting upset about it or trying to fight it and going into polarization about it, or you can kind of eclipse it by saying, okay, there's, you know, a positive and negative pole, a bipartisan view. But wait, what's the third point above the oppositional fray?
Right.
You know, let me look at it from the soul's point of view and understand that there's a higher process underway right now.
Right.
And this is a big collective clearing process so that we can become transparent faster.
I see.
You know, so yes, it's uncomfortable and we have to be very clear all the time about staying in our home frequency and staying centered and not getting upset. But also there's a fine line between if you feel that it's part of your process or on purpose for you to speak up about things that are dangerous or things that are, you know, not moral or whatever, then you should, if it's on purpose for you. But it's not about I don't think it should have that vehemence of the emotional vehemence. I think it should be a clear choice.
Right. So it's not about attacking the other person. It's not about, you know, again, finding more things to divide us. I mean, yes, it's standing up for our rights and standing up for what feels right for us, but it doesn't mean we have to impose that on somebody else or make somebody else wrong for having a different view of things.
I have an essay I wrote about intuition and politics, seeing through the smokescreen of spin, that's on my website.
Oh.
And I went back and I looked at, you know, what are the original values of Republicans and Democrats? And they were just, they took all the values and kind of split them down the middle, you know, and I'll take these and I'll take these, you know. But what if we combined them all into, you know, one way of being in the world? You know, and not have what would it look like if they were combined into something harmonious rather than all these things being at odds with each other? Because they're all, the core values are all part of human nature. You know, nothing's really evil. It's just the attachment to it that's gotten it all distorted.
But by the way, Penny, you got some hearts from my friend Leigh, who's listening on the Facebook live stream. She loves what you're saying. And also Joe Sam is watching with us. I agree 100%. Actually, I'm going to use that opportunity to kind of that the idea of that third wave to give a quick plug to one of our other hosts on the network, Larry Sharp, who's running for governor in New York State on the Libertarian ticket. If anybody's been catching his show, The Governor's House, on Wednesday nights, you know, he has a very different view of how to deal with all kinds of problems that's refreshing to me. And it's above sort of that partisan fray. And, you know, he's not out to antagonize Democrats or Republicans. He just has a different view, a different way of doing things. And I feel really hopeful when I see people like that stepping forward and throwing their hat in the ring and saying, hey, you know, let me try. I have some great ideas. I have a different way of doing it. And I'm not about shaming people or antagonizing people or pointing at people and making them scapegoats. Let's find real solutions that actually will make a difference in life. And so I feel, you know, just joyful the fact that he's running and that I see more and more of that happening today.
Well, like Tim Ryan from Ohio is another one. He's, you know, working with meditation. It's, you know, there's some really good people that are showing up.
Right, absolutely. Okay, Penny, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show. Time flies when you're having such fun. So when we come back, let's just talk about, like, where are we going from here, and we'll let everybody know how to find all your stuff, okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Penny Pierce, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Penny Pierce, author of the book Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. So, Penny, I mean, it sounds like the way you see the world today, everything that's going on is really just an opportunity for us to release and clear these stuck energies and really come into a more aligned way of being. I take it that means you're kind of hopeful for the future. You think we're moving, we're going to move into a more positive direction overall?
I do. I'm actually, you know, quite positive about where everything's going, although not without its, you know, difficulties, but I think it's headed in the right direction. I think that one of the things that's starting to happen is kind of like as these old structures that are based on control and fear and, you know, fight or flight kind of things start to crumble. And basically they're being outmoded by things that are more accelerated, that are more less hierarchical, less linear, things that work faster and more directly. I think we're just going to see people getting bored with a lot of this old stuff.
Mm.
So those things are going to start to kind of fade down.
Okay.
Or it almost be ridiculous, you know?
Okay.
And I don't think that's going to take very long. I think the people who have been adhering to maintaining, you know, old forms, you know, to almost like to be dead right in some occasions, are going to either, you know, start to wake up or they're going to not be functional.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are so many people that are waking up, and we're really in this kind of bridge time right now where some people are very conscious and leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are starting to wake up in waves. Other people are just realizing they could wake up.
Right.
You know, and some people are resisting it.
Right.
So there are a lot of people in different states.
Right.
But there is a phenomenon starting to happen now where people of similar vibration, I would call that sometimes your soul group,
right,
or working soul committee or something, you know, are starting to show up in each other's fields.
Mm.
It's not like you're attracting them because there's no outside world to attract them from.
Right.
But the common vibration sort of gathers the energy together, and you start materializing out of each other's fields.
Mm.
And people are starting to show up who are on your wavelength.
Mm.
I've been calling this the convening. And I'm starting to see it myself in a lot of different ways, and a number of people are sharing that with me now, too. And it's so joyful.
Yes.
That, oh, my gosh, all these people that I really love are coming together, and they love each other, too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, like, so wonderful.
Yeah, it's like
and
the tribe is re-coalescing.
Because we're entering an innovation phase on the planet.
Mm.
You know, the energy's getting pretty high at this point.
Right.
And the reality actually is starting to change.
Mm.
We are needing to get clear about the new rules of how things materialize. But basically, as soon as we're kind of clear on that, we're going to start manifesting.
Gotcha.
All kinds of things, problem solving, bringing through new technologies, but not technologies that are inhuman. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was actually going to...
I'm a little worried about AI and
stuff
like that.
I was going to ask you about technology because a lot of people... like in this world, in this sort of spiritual world, a lot of them have like real problems with technology. So it sounds to me like you're like myself in that the technology that's good, that's going to enhance us and serve us, like that's good stuff. But, you know, there are some technologies we need to be careful of.
I think if the technology doesn't have heart, you know, if it doesn't understand that, you know, that it needs to be human. Here's maybe another way to say this is that I think we all have innate skills.
Right.
We're telepathic. We don't need cell phones in some ways. You know, if we develop our inner abilities, these expanded capacities, then we need, the machines will be assisting us,
right,
not doing it for us.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
I was talking to a woman the other day who wears a ring that tells her whether her rhythms are up or down, or, you know, it's like I don't, some kind of Fitbit thing, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, but I know what I feel like when I get up in the morning, what I want to do, whether it's going to be an energetic day or a restful day.
Right,
I don't need the technology to tell me.
Right.
You know, and I don't want people to become... What's that word? Atrophied.
Atrophy, right.
When you don't use your muscle,
yes,
you know, it goes away.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm a little worried about that now with all the cell phone addiction. But
I think
there's going to be a backlash.
I see. So really, it's about, you know, technology to serve us, but to remember that we have our own internal technology. We have our technology of consciousness that actually is much more intelligent than anything external to us in a way. And that
right,
when
it's the thing that makes the machines.
Right.
It came
right.
up with the ideas in
right.
the first place.
Exactly. Exactly. So are you working on any new books? Is there anything in the works for the future for you?
Well, this one just came out. So,
right.
But I have... one of the things I'm really interested in is working with counselors, therapists, and helping professionals to help them understand the new intuition age reality, which is that shift from linear perception to spherical and holographic.
Ooh,
which my book, Leap of Perception, talks about.
I like that, the intuition age. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
can I use that?
Information age into the right brain intuition age, because it's a whole different way of perceiving.
Yeah, yeah.
And things are all in the present moment. So when you're doing, as a helping professional, right now everybody's overly empathic and feeling drained and, you know, getting bogged down. And there's a quicker, more instantaneous way to help healing occur, and what is healing anyway. And those kind of things are interesting.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of numerology, and I have a ton of information about numbers. So at some point I want to write something.
Oh,
that
would be good. Yeah, I know I have a very good friend, Julian Michael, who's a numerologist, and I have a number of other people. I've had numerologists on the show before. I always find that such a fascinating topic, and that there really is something very special about numbers.
Well, again, it's frequency. You know, it's vibration. I don't know exactly why it works, but it is pretty amazing.
So Penny, tell me, what's been, you know, today, what's your biggest challenge? What are you working on that's your challenge of the day?
I think it is being one with these waves of acceleration that are coming through on a sort of regular basis and trying to stay conscious of when they're hitting, because often my body gets agitated and I will try to eat carbohydrates or something to medicate or slow down or not be so revved up,
right,
or I can't sleep, or, you know, there are all kinds of symptoms of this.
Right.
Or I think something's wrong with me. And then I go, wait a minute, it's just one of those waves.
You know?
Let me relax or go lie down on the ground, you know, and let my body and the earth, you know, connect with each other. And, you know, when once you get your mind out of the way, the body adjusts itself very quickly. But letting your energy become more intense and more pure and let more of yourself out and let more of yourself be exposed and, you know, go up to your higher and higher levels, like ones that you don't even recognize yet, you know. That's pretty fascinating to me right now, how, what that's going to look like.
Gotcha.
You know, for me and for anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Penny, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and taking time out of your schedule. How do people find you? Where do they go for more information about you?
Yeah, best way is through my website. You know, if people are interested in private sessions, there's a consultations page, and there's all kinds of free stuff on there, too. So
okay, great. And so your website is pennypierce.com. That's PennePierce.com.
Great.
And we'll have that on the post when the recording of this goes up on talkradio.nyc. We'll make sure to have a link to your website on the post. So anybody listening on the Facebook live stream, just go and we'll post it on the Facebook live stream as well. So thank you so much, Penny. You have a great day. And please let me know when you're going to be up in New York City. I'd love to meet you in person.
I will. It should be this year.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Part of this year.
Take you out for a nice cup of tea somewhere.
Okay, great.
All right, take care.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And so, yeah, and a big thank you to all my listeners out there, Facebook live stream. Thank you so much. If you've been enjoying the show, if you like the kind of stuff I talk about, please don't keep us a secret. Go out and share us, share the Facebook video, share our website, talkradio.nyc. If you want to know what's coming up and all about all the other shows on the network, go to our website, talkradio.nyc, and right on the top there's a place where you can sign up for our newsletter. Please sign up for our newsletter, and we'll email you and let you know each week what's going on with the station. And just a reminder, our GoFundMe campaign is still live. We've decided we were going to end it on December 31st, but because we've gotten a lot of interest afterwards, we've kept it going. It's at gofundme.com/talkradio NYC marathon. We've already raised over $800. Our next goal is to make it $1,500 so we can get some new equipment, and we might even push it all the way up to the $5,000 goal to really revamp the studio and bring you guys, you know, better quality stuff, you know, more video, more, you know, backdrop, more professional stuff. So please support us. If you like us, we're a small business here in New York City. You guys know it's tough. So if everybody just chips in a little bit, it makes it all go that much further. So thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. Immediately following my show is a repeat of Oscar Nordstrom's show, Off the Beaten Path, followed immediately by a brand new show from Kai Cole and Our Daily Magic. And then Adam Weinberg will be in studio with his guest for Is It Plugged In at 3 p.m. today. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? I'm your host, Antonia, of the show So Now You Know. Join me as I attempt to satisfy your curiosity. Listen live Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. weekly at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.